Christy Grainer, and I'm here with Brittany Wagner. How are you, Brittany?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yes, and we're from Dare to Believe Ministries. We'd like to interpret some dreams today, or one dream today, and share it with you. We do have the ability to take your dreams. If you've got a dream you'd like an interpretation of, we would love to have a chance to interpret it for you. We have a team of dream interpreters. So how do they submit a dream to be interpreted, Brittany?
Yes, you go to www.dtbmn.org/dreams. And that is a page on our website that gives you all sorts of information about dreams, allows you to submit that dream interpretation request, also gives you information about the dreams class, which is called Understanding Your Dreams, taught by our own Christy Grain.
So we'd love to have you take the course. We'd love to have you send your dreams in. And we have a team that would interpret them for you. We are volunteers, so we get back to you as soon as we can. Sometimes it's pretty soon. Sometimes it takes a little longer, but be patient with us. We do love to interpret your dreams. We also, at Dare to Believe, have live classes. So check in on our website, because we've got live classes and live interpretation labs where you can come in and get a dream interpreted. So mm-hmm. That's kind of fun, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And dream labs, where we allow have you come in and actually just bring a dream. And we just spend the day interpreting dreams.
Yeah, that's really fun. So if you'll be aware of those, if you get on our email list, you can do that at the bottom of our website. Mm-hmm. So you'll know about those things. But the dream that we have today was sent in to us through our website. And the dreamer did get an interpretation back, but we'd like to share it with you and tell you what the dream is all about.
So I'm going to read the dream here for you. It says, I was sitting in the salon with my regular stylist. It was similar to the actual salon, however, super busy that day. I remember feeling startled as if I had fallen asleep in the chair. When I opened my eyes and checked the mirror, I reached for my hair and it was cut so short there was nothing on my shoulders. I gasped, "Where is all my hair?" She was shocked and quiet. She finished up and got up out of the chair. She just cleaned up and left the salon immediately. I wasn't mad, just totally confused. Then I remember trying to pay at the front desk. There was a crowd of parents trying to get credit for their kids' homeschool work. They were earning salon credits for completed assignments. However, nothing was the same. Each family brought their own stuff. Everyone received points. Then I went to pay for my haircut, and the guy helping me was so confused. My stylist had labeled it an N in the computer, as in no grade, which meant not good enough to charge anything. This was a first, so he tried calling her on the phone. I woke up before I was able to hear back and pay for anything.
Interesting dream, isn't mm-hmm. it?
It is.
Yeah. So if you've watched these, you know that we'd like to share the dream back to the dreamer, and I'm going to pretend she's the dreamer and just say it back to her, because it helps me in my brain to kind of see the dream a little bit and to remember the dream. So the dreamer is sitting in a salon, which looks like the salon she goes to, but it's not exactly the same. And she falls asleep while she's getting the haircut. And as she wakes up, she kind of wakes up with a start and looks in the mirror and sees that her hair is cut really short, and she's got usually long hair. And she asks the stylist what's going on, and the stylist just quickly finishes up and acts embarrassed and then leaves. So no conversation, really. And so she's not upset, which is interesting, because if someone had cut your hair like that, you probably, in the dream, that's why it's important to pay attention to the emotion in a dream, because mm-hmm. that tells you she's not alarmed by this in the dream. Probably was when she woke up and thought about it. But she is not alarmed and goes to pay for the haircut. Like, mm-hmm. which, why would you do that if someone just gave you a horrible haircut? But I love how dreams aren't logical. So you have to follow the trail of the emotion that she's got. So she's not upset and she's going to go pay for it. Mm-hmm. So when she gets there, she sees a whole bunch of homeschool families, and they're paying for things with homeschool credits, and
they're getting credit for their kids' homework.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And so they're for the completed assignments, they're getting credits at the salon.
At the salon. Okay. And she tries to pay, but the guy is confused because it has an N, next to her haircut. Mm-hmm. And that means it's not good enough to get charged for.
Yes.
And so he's trying to call the person who cut her hair and they don't get through. So that's the end of the dream, right?
Yeah. She wakes up before she paid anything.
And she doesn't really tell us the light and color in the dream, does she?
She just says it was a crowded salon. She just woke up and noticed her hair was super short in the dream and, you know, was alarmed by the end, no grade, you know, not good enough to charge. But she wasn't scared or worried. She was confused because she was like, what's happening here in the dream? But that's it. It just really stuck with her and she kind of felt like it's an important dream to send to us.
Did she say when she had this dream?
She said it was at the beginning of the year in January.
Of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So interesting. So really what your hair, you know, we talked another time about body parts meaning things. Well, your hair means something as well. And hair is generally your covering, the wisdom that you walk in. Wisdom is seen as long hair in scripture. When your hair is chopped off, a lot of times it's a loss of wisdom, which is not a good haircut. You know, you don't want that. So she's in the beauty salon going through things, dealing with wisdom issues. She's getting her wisdom. A wisdom upgrade is what she's looking for. When you go to a salon, you want to get an upgrade. You want to end up looking better, right? Mm. So that's what she's expecting, but she falls asleep, which probably doesn't mean she actually is too tired or she's fallen asleep at anything. It means that she's kind of gone to sleep spiritually. She isn't really paying attention to what's going on in the spirit.
Mm.
Anything that you would add to that?
No, one thing I forgot to mention is that she did title the dream Short Haircut and how important titles are in relation to dreams, because that helps you get an understanding of what was important to the dreamer or what stood out to the dreamer. So you can tell that the haircut and the short hair was a big component of the dream to the dreamer as well, mm-hmm. as she had mentioned in her write-up of the submission of the dream. But also that's what caused the confusion in the dream, which was an important part to her as well.
So. Right. And so what she goes then, she figures there's still going to be a cost to her, probably because she's fallen asleep or even though she's fallen asleep. And she does try to ask questions about what's happened and gets no answers, mm-hmm. you know. And so...
which probably adds to the confusion,
right?
You know, exactly. You ask the question, you don't get an answer.
And the person's just
confused.
Gone.
Yeah.
Right. They're just gone. They didn't say, I'm
just
sorry.
Cleaned up, walked away.
Right. There isn't an apology. There isn't anything. And she's not angry, which I just find that so interesting. So that tells us a lot. So she feels like it's no big deal that she's had this change. She goes to pay. Not only is it not a big deal, but there's a cost to her. So that's what she expects. So she's gone through a time where she kind of fell asleep. She kind of stopped paying attention spiritually, mm-hmm. you know, and sometimes our spirits just go to sleep that happened a lot to people in COVID, which mm-hmm. is interesting because you didn't engage with people the same. First of all, we were isolated from everybody, but then when you went out, you wore masks, you covered your face mm-hmm. and that causes us not to, there's something in us that doesn't engage when you can't see someone smile, when you can't see what their voices or their lips are saying.
Mm-hmm.
So
body language is right.
It's like, huge, yeah. Right. So we don't know what happened to the dreamer, but for some reason she spiritually went to sleep. Mm-hmm. And in that sleeping, something happened to her that caused her wisdom to be reduced.
And caused confusion.
Mm-hmm. And she's figuring that she's not upset. She's probably figuring, oh, I messed up. She's not worried about it, but she figures there's going to be a cost to her. Mm-hmm. So there's a cost to pay for her. But what does she find out? She finds out that there's this crazy exchange going on where people are homeschooling kids. And when they do well, they get credit at the salon.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the families get all different types of credits. It said no two are the same. So, you know, even though the kids are turning in maybe the same homework, they're not getting the same credit at the salon, which you found interesting.
Right. And so what she doesn't understand is the currency of the spiritual things, mm-hmm. spiritual currency. What she doesn't understand is people seem to be taking care of their families and it gives them credit at this salon where you deal with your wisdom issues, mm-hmm. you know, and she just doesn't understand. So there's confusion on her part. She doesn't understand something for the spiritual currency of heaven, how things actually work. Like, how do I get what I deserve? And the reality is we don't get what we deserve. We get what Jesus deserved, and you know.
And it explains too, because she was confused by why the different families were getting different things, which speaks to, I think, probably what she's seeing is like, no two families are getting the same things as they walk in the spiritual things, the spiritual currency, like the outcomes are different, what right. they're getting are different. And so it's creating, I think, a little more confusion for her as she's at the register.
Right. And she's going to feel like she's got to pay for what happened to her, what she slept through.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And when it comes down to it, what she slept through was not worthy of her. It's not going to cost her anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, and I don't know where the she was spiritually, if she knows the Lord or not, but really when, you know, Jesus paid, he paid the price for us. And that's what's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, even when we've walked with the Lord for a while, it's hard to get that into our minds that, wow, you know, I might mess up, but I can be forgiven. And Jesus has covered this with his sacrifice. This is paid for. We live on the other side of the cross, and it's hard to really figure that and get that into us, that this is the reality of the world that we live in because of what Jesus has done for us. And
yeah.
So that's a little bit of why she had that dream. Something she did sleep through caused her wisdom. She kind of fell asleep spiritually, and you know, she lost a little wisdom in that, but it's not going to cost her anything.
Yeah. And the way that it shows up through different people is going to be different. And I think that's the other component, right?
Right.
What Jesus paid for, you know, is going to show up in people differently because of their gifting or because of where they're at and the journey and the process. And yeah, that caused a little confusion for her there.
Too. Right. But yeah. It's a good dream.
It is.
And the Lord's speaking to her. It's very good.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to remind them how to submit a dream, if they've got one.
And go to our website. That's dtbmn.org/dreams.
And I want to thank you for joining us. I'm Christy Grainer. This is Brittany Wagner, and we're with Dare to Believe Ministries.